I'm Todd Gleason from University of Illinois Extension. On the phone line with us today to look at the cash grain market is Greg Johnson. He's at the Andersons right here in Champaign County. Good afternoon to you, Greg.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Now tell me about the good and bad in the area as it relates to anybody who's thought about planting and whether they actually decided to or not.
Well, it seems like about a week and a half ago, the eastern corn belt or eastern half of Illinois got more rain than the west, and so there was a little bit of corn planted early last week in the northwestern part of the state up around Peoria, but then they got the heavy rains Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we kind of lucked out here in the eastern part. So I think we will be able to get some corn planted later this week, but of course the problem is there's rain in the forecast Thursday and Friday, so maybe we can get a day or two in before the next round of rain comes through.
What'd you think of the market drop today?
Well, they're obviously looking ahead to the drier forecast, and drier than normal. I try to remind people that normally this time of year we get an inch of rain every week. That's our 50-year average is 4 inches a month, which is 1 inch a week. So if we are below normal rainfall, we could still get 3/4 of an inch of rain this week, and that would still qualify as below normal precip, but 3/4 of an inch of rain is going to keep a lot of people out of the field for a few days.
Yeah, maybe another day or two after they thought they would get in, I would suppose. Have they been calling based off the drop in the marketplace today for old or new crop reasons?
Well, I think people were disappointed that it dropped as much as they did, but I think really, they understand that we can't prove anything at this point, whether planting in mid to late May is going to really, hurt the yields or not. You would say the odds are a little bit higher that we will have lower yields, but, we can probably get by with lower yields if we do get all the corn planted.
On Friday, I don't think folks were, at least producers were terribly worried, but a few days, now it's Monday. Are they beginning to get worried at all?
As far as not getting corn planted,
yeah.
Well, I think they're hopeful that we kind of dodged a little bit of a bullet this last rain that went through with only 1/4 to 1/2 inch of rain. So, I think there's a little bit of optimism that depending on how much we get Thursday, Friday, maybe we get a couple days of corn planting in this week, and then hopefully not get too much rain, and then get some more planted next week. But it's going to be strung out over the next 2 to 3 weeks. We won't get it all planted right away, that's for sure.
Hey, on near-term or spot demand, what do you see? It looks like there are a lot of plants beginning to shut down for both corn and soybeans.
Yeah, we're finally starting to see a little bit. It's taken forever. I thought we'd see basis levels start picking back up in March and April because of the short crop, and we didn't see that. And, now I said it for May, June, and July, and, I think we're finally starting to see basis levels start to pick up a little bit. So that tells me, A, farmers are, getting out in the field, and the farm movement stopping a little bit, and then B, there really maybe isn't that much corn out there, so people are going to have to pay up for what is left out there.
And see your bids, please.
Okay, our bids today are $6.78 for old crop corn, $5.21 new crop corn. Old crop beans are $14.54, new beans $11.86, and new wheat is $6.83.
Thanks much.
Thanks, sir.
Greg Johnson is with the Andersons from right here in Champaign County. Joins us on a Monday afternoon to take a look at the closing market report and helps us wrap up this edition. I'm Todd Gleason. You have a great and a safe afternoon.